我们开始读几处圣经。
I'm going to read a few passages from the Bible.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
一到八节。
1-8.
找到了，我们一起来读。
I'm going to read together.
我们一起读。
Let's read together. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
我们读哥林多前书十二章。
Let's read also from 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二节到十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
林前十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. Sorry.
我们一起读。
For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
好，十五章。
And then from 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
四十五到四十九节。
Verses 45-49. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living. Read together, please. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, earthy.The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
好，我们读启示录十二章。
And then let us read from Revelation chapter 12.
十二章三到十二节。
Revelations 12:3-12. Let us read together. And another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns, and on its head were seven diadems, and his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she might be nourished for 1,260 days.And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels waged war. And they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old who was called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom testimony, and they did not love their life even to death. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. And let us also read Revelation chapter 22, verses 16 and 17. Let us read together. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let the one who hears say, Come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost.
Oh. 很亏欠弟兄姊妹们就是洛杉矶带着感冒来。
And I'm really sorry, but I think I brought a cold here from LA.
第二天、第三天、第四天，我只能坐着讲。
And so these last 3 days, I've only been able to speak seated.
很小的声音给大家讲。
And my voice is not quite the same.
但是昨天晚上圣灵还一样做工啊。
But the Holy Spirit works nevertheless.
一样临到弟兄姊妹。
And comes upon brothers and sisters nevertheless.
我们得到主是最重要的。
And the most important thing is to gain the Lord.
昨天我们讲父荣耀子。
And yesterday we spoke of how the Father glorifies the Son.
圣灵荣耀子。
And the Spirit glorifies the Son.
十架荣耀子。
And the cross glorifies the Son.
而且另外一面父差遣子。
And the Father sends the Son.
子差遣圣灵。
And the Son has sent the Spirit.
圣灵差遣教会。
And the Spirit is sending the church.
差遣这个字在圣经里非常伟大的一个字。
And the word send is a great word in the Bible.
没有这个字，圣经写不下去了。
And without this word, the Bible cannot be written.
差遣都有大的目的的。
And there is a great purpose for the sending.
父差遣子来到地上。
The Father has sent the Son into the world.
若是没有这件事，我们根本什么救恩都没有了。
And without this event, their salvation would not be.
人类都是灭亡的人类。
And all of humanity would be done.
还不是因为人犯了罪灭亡。
And it was not because they had sinned.
当然罪有关系。
Of course, it is related.
人的本质就是个灭亡的主类。
But the nature of man is one that is, it will die.
我们受造身体必须坏的。
Because it's created life, it will be corrupted.
而神差他儿子来到地上。
But God sent his Son into the world.
我还要问大家, 神的儿子在地上的使命是什么?
And I would ask again, what is the purpose for God sending his Son into the world? Bringing many sons into glory.
大家都知道了,
Good, all of you know now.
率领众子进荣耀,
bringing many sons unto glory.
所以这个使命大吧?
What a great mission, yes.
神差遣他儿子来,
and so God has sent his Son.
他现在不仅有一个儿子,
not only does he have one son,
要成为众子,
he wants many sons.
但是儿子跟他原来的形状形态完全不一样。
But the Son of God, he is in a completely different form and character than what he originally was.
穿上人的身体,
and he has put on the human form of man.
而他穿上人的性情,
and the character of man.
再不脱下,
and he would never take it off again.
等到他宝座, 他登上宝座,
until he is enthroned.
他仍旧带着人性,
and even then, he has his human nature.
这我们非常清楚,
and we need to be clear on this.
圣灵儿子在宝座,
and he is upon the throne.
他仍旧是个人,
he is nevertheless a man who has been enthroned.
当然他和我们现在形象不一样,
and of course, he looks different than you and I now.
荣耀变化, 得着荣耀的身体,
and he has been transformed into glory, and he has this glorious body.
而我们的救恩,
and he is our salvation.
我们的救恩分三部分,
and there's 3 parts to this salvation.
灵魂身体的得救,
it is a salvation of the body, soul, and spirit.
最后一部分是体得救,
the last one that happens is the body.
那主来的时候,
when the Lord comes,
当然主再来了,
and when the Lord comes again,
要按住那叫万有归服自己的大能,
He will use the power to cause all creation to come unto himself.
叫我们的身体改变形状。
To change and transform our bodies.
和他荣耀的身体相似。
To be like his body, his glorious body.
相似这个完不是完全一样。
And to be like does not mean will be exactly the same.
没有人可以完全和神的儿子一样。
No one will be exactly the same as the Son of God.
好。这是伟大的救恩。
And this is a great salvation.
而子差遣圣灵。
And the Son has sent the Spirit.
圣灵奉子的命令来到地上。
And the Spirit, according to the command of the Son, has come into the world.
昨天我们已经看过，圣灵就是主。
And so yesterday we see that the Holy Spirit, He is Lord.
圣灵是复活基督。
He is the resurrected Christ.
升天基督。
He is the ascended Christ.
圣灵来到地上
and the Holy Spirit
执行主的命令
come into the world to execute the command of the Lord
完成教会
and to perfect the church
也把教会做成新妇的样子
and to make the church into the bride
今天我们这些人都不像样
and all of us we don't really look like it
这圣灵伟大的工作
but it is a great work of the Holy Spirit
在今生在我们身上做工
that He is working in our lives today
要我们脱尽我们的血气肉体
And he wants us to put off our own fleshly lives.
我们生命更新变化。
So that our lives will be renewed and transformed.
一直改变到启示录末了。
Until we come to the end of the revelations.
新妇出现。
And the bride of Christ appears.
这是教会最后的命运。
And this is the last and final destiny of the church.
这是圣灵伟大的工作。
It is the great work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵奉差遣来到地上。
And the Holy Spirit was sent into the world.
圣灵也有使命的。
And the Holy Spirit, He has a mission as well.
那就是要把教会做成新妇。
And that is to make the church into the bride.
现在圣灵正在我们身上做工。
And the Spirit is working in our persons today.
而圣灵，主借着圣灵。
And through the Spirit.
圣灵差遣教会。
The Spirit, the Lord sends the church.
差遣太伟大的字。
And so this is such a great word.
差遣圣徒出去。
Sending saints out.
这就是回到我们第一天晚上的题目。
And so we come back to our first evening.
人要奉我的名传悔改赦罪的道。
That you should go in my name preaching the gospel of repentance and forgiveness.
从耶路撒冷直到万邦。
From Jerusalem unto the end of the nations.
所以我们奉命要去。
And then so when we are sent.
这个是最伟宇宙中间最伟大的去。
This is the greatest sending in the universe.
去叫万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
把我所吩咐的都教训他们遵守。
And all that I have commanded, teach them.
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And I will be with you until the end of the age.
圣灵差遣教会。
And so the Holy Spirit, He sends the church.
所以教会两千年就成功在一个差遣上。
And so the church, it is successful these last 2,000 years. Of, it is built upon this sending.
多少人奉差遣。
So many have been sent.
就故事真的很伟大的。
And it is an awesome story.
所以进到这差遣这件事上。
And then so when we speak of this sending.
我常常想我们中国人赶不上西方人。
And I often think, you know, us Chinese people, we can't really catch up to the Western world.
中国人只受差遣到中国去。
We often send people to China.
像我到了美国，还是给中国教会。
Like me, I came to America, but I have a Chinese church.
其实我当初没这个思想。
And actually, this is not the way I thought of it in the beginning.
我到了美国，好好的寻求主。
When I came to America, I sought the Lord.
我服侍当地人还是服侍中国人？
Should I serve those who are here, the natives, or the Chinese people?
当地人应该是白人、黑人。
And those who are black or white, the people who are originally here?
我还没有清楚，都是中国弟兄姊妹来找我了。
Before I was clear on what the Lord wanted me to do, all these Chinese people came to me.
像中国教会开始。
And then there was a Chinese church.
一直到今天。
And until today.
我倒没有意思专门去做个中国教会。
But I have no intention to build a Chinese church.
教会不分中国人，不分那个希利尼人，不分那个犹太人。
The church has no division between Greeks and Jews.
那我们讲这组圣经。
And then sometime later, maybe we will have a chance maybe to share on this.
我们圣灵差遣我们。
The Holy Spirit sends us.
我从上海到台湾。
From Shanghai to Taiwan.
有主很清楚的引导。
I had the clear guidance of the Lord.
有主很清楚的差遣。
The clear sending of the Lord.
从台湾来到美国。
From Taiwan to America.
很清楚的引导。
A clear guidance from the Lord.
很清楚的差遣。
And a clear sending from the Lord.
小的地方我就没有那么清楚引导差遣。
And there are small things that I did not have such a clear guidance on.
我们就是看主的需要，主的带领怎样。
And so we look at what is the need of the Lord and what is the guidance of the Lord.
住过很多地方。
I've lived in many places.
最后住在洛杉矶，大概不会再动了。
And finally, I settled in Los Angeles. I don't think I'll move again.
但是我今年这里夏天会完了，很快就要去台湾。
But right after this conference, I'm going to Taiwan.
要去中国大陆。
I'm going to China.
要求主要怜悯恩待我。
And I'm asking for the mercy and the grace of the Lord.
这带着这个感冒这个样子不行。
Because I can't really go if I have this cold still.
需要一个健康的身体去台湾。
And I know I need help.
到中国大陆工作很忙碌。
In China, things are very busy.
弟兄有负担就为着我祷告。
And so the brethren have a burden to pray for me.
好。
And
差遣教会。
And so we send the church.
教会奉差遣。
The church has been sent.
有一个世纪，特别教会是开发非洲。
And there was a time when the church it opened up faith in Africa.
因为他们有一个口号叫开发黑色的非洲大陆。
And at that time, it was to bring the gospel into the black mainland.
有一段时候有口号叫做要征服东亚的两条龙。
And at one time, there was a slogan that said we must conquer the two dragons in Asia.
那中国还是皇帝时代。
And at that time, it was the age of the emperors in China.
日本一条龙，中国一条龙。
And so there was one dragon in Japan and one in China.
中国几乎在征服了。
And China, it has basically, the gospel has entered has been conquered.
各地教会的领袖估计中国基督徒1亿到1.5亿。
And the churches in China, the leadership, they kind of estimate that there are 1 to 1.5 billion Christians in China.
联合国前年的报告。
And the United Nations.
他们的估计中国基督徒的1.2亿。
And their estimate is perhaps about 1.2 billion.
数字差不多。
120 million, actually.
所以中国基本上征服了。
And so, China the dragon has been conquered.
教会历史中没有一个时候一个国家有这么多的基督徒的。
And so in the Christian history, there's not even one nation which at one time had so many Christians.
中国做基督徒不容易。
And it's difficult to get Christian in China.
不仅信主，不仅得救，而且都爱主。
Not only they believe in the Lord, not only they have been saved, but yet they love the Lord.
不爱主站不住。
Because if they do not love the Lord, they cannot stand.
所以日本那条龙还没有征服。
And the dragon in Japan has not yet been conquered.
日本信主的人不多。
Not many Christians there.
就我一生当中投了好几次日本的基督徒。
And I know a lot of Japanese Christians.
特别宝贵他们。
And I treasure them so.
现在的口号。
And now our slogan is.
他们要征服南美洲。
Is to conquer.
Amazon River.
The Amazon River Basin.
多少美国人到那里去舍命。
And so many Americans have gone there to give up their lives.
真的殉道的人不少。
So many martyrs.
那里还是热带森林里面住着些从来没有接触现代文明的野人。
And in the rainforest, there's still many tribes who have not encountered civilization.
吃人的民族。
And there are still cannibal tribes.
所以这个差遣真是伟大。
And so this is a great sending.
多少人舍弃家乡，舍弃亲人。
And so many have given up of their homes and their relatives.
舍弃他们安逸的生活。
And given up of the life that they are comfortable with.
为主出去。
And to go for the Lord.
那现在我们没有那么大的出去。
And perhaps we have not this great going.
我们这个小的出去。
We have a smaller going.
我们很忠心的一个小的出去。
And so we must be faithful.
去向我们的邻舍。
Go to your neighbor.
去向我们的家人。
Go to your family.
去向我们的同事。
Go to your coworkers.
向着我们所认识的人。
To those whom you know.
去传讲主耶稣。
And tell them about Jesus Christ.
去报耶稣基督的救恩。
And tell them of the salvation of Jesus.
这件非常重要的事。
This is a very important thing.
这一个差遣。
And this sending.
和那些伟大的差遣性质是一样的。
It has the same character as the greatest sending.
一样的神圣。
It is the same holiness.
一样的伟大。
It is the same greatness.
所以我们弟兄姊妹现在都回去都要忠心。下着那个去子好不好
And brothers and sisters, when you go home, be faithful to go.
如差遣你往远方去那最好
And perhaps the Lord will send you to somewhere far away. That's awesome.
我有一次在中国大陆一个特别聚会
Once I was in China, in a conference.
一个年轻姊妹来找我
And a young sister came to speak to me.
她不过二十岁
She was 20 years old.
她说她要奉差遣去西藏
And she said she had been sent to Tibet.
把我吓一跳
And I was a little shocked.
我姊妹，你懂得西藏吗
And I said, do you know anything about Tibet?
不懂
She said, no.
你在知道西藏有多危险吗
Do you know how dangerous Tibet is?
不知道
Nope.
她对西藏一无所知啊
Didn't know anything about Tibet.
但她肯定一件事
But one thing she did know.
神的确打发我去西藏
I know the Lord has sent me to Tibet.
我不能说神没有打发你，这个我不能说
And I couldn't say, well, no, the Lord has not sent you.
我只说两件事。
But I told her two things.
我姊妹答应我两件事。
And I said, sister, promise me two things.
我就为你祝福平平安安去西藏。
And I will definitely bless you that you go in peace.
头一件事。
The first thing.
到了西藏。
When you get to Tibet.
先找基督徒好不好
？Find some Christians.
先找教会。
Find a church.
再难找也找也得先找。
It may be difficult, but go look for it.
先和弟兄姊妹联络。
Contact brothers and sisters.
先和教会联络。
Contact the church there, and then start preaching the gospel.
他说好
And he said, and she said, okay.
我第二件事
Secondly,
把你的生活经过
your life story.
每一个礼拜都写封信报告当地教会
The things that you encounter every week, write a letter to your church, your home church, so that they may pray for you.
你要得到当地教会的保护
Then you will have the protection of your home church.
把你所经过每个礼拜写信给当地教会。
Everything that you do every week, write it down and send it.
我很尊敬这个二十岁的年轻孩子。
And I really had a lot of respect for this 20-year-old.
她是个女孩子。
This a girl.
正是那么清楚我去西藏。
And she was so clearly sent to Tibet.
下面我不知道她的消息。
I don't know what happened to her later.
这是差遣。
But this is a sending.
主差遣我们。
And the Lord has sent us.
我们大家回去都面对这件事，好不好
？And so let us face the reality.
忠心于主的命令。
And let us be faithful to the command of the Lord.
我们要出去。
We should go.
近距离、远距离，都一样的神圣和伟大。
Close or far, it is the same greatness.
下面我们要说在《
Holy Calling》
福音书里面。
And then we come to the Gospels.
主耶稣带领门徒。
And Jesus, he led the disciples.
主是个别带领的。
And it was, he led them individually.
不像那个今天老师上课啊。
And it was not like the teachers today.
他就讲他的 knowledge.
They just give you some knowledge.
讲完了。
And after they're done,
你们懂就懂，不懂就不懂。
If you either get it or you don't.
用功不用功在于你们，对不对
？It's up to you to put in the effort.
那个。大学一年级进去的，大家差不多。
And as a freshman, everyone's kind of the same, yeah.
大学毕业了。
But when you graduate,
好学生跟坏学生差了太大太大了。
There's a great divide between good students and bad.
这老师不负责任。
And it's not the responsibility of the teacher.
主耶稣不是这样。
But this is not how Jesus teaches.
主耶稣要成全门徒。
Because Jesus is perfecting the
disciples. 主的带领非常个人的。
And so he has a very individual leading.
十二使徒的。个性脾气都不一样的。
12 disciples have different personalities.
彼得有彼得的特点。
Peter has his characteristics.
约翰有约翰的脾气。
John has his temper.
安德烈有安德烈的脾气。
And Andrew has his temper.
都不一样的。
They are all different.
彼得脾气怎么样
？How was Peter?
暴躁。
He had a bad temper.
坏。
He was rash.
说话也坏，出主张也坏。
He was quick to speak and quick to give his opinion.
变得也快他
And he changed really quickly too.
这个人很难带领。
Difficult to lead.
他说话快。
He was quick to speak.
主耶稣问要纳税，那么我要不要纳税
？He so and then he asked Jesus, "Should I pay taxes?"
彼得说纳。
And Peter said, when Jesus asked us, Peter said, yes.
比方, 那个王帝, 君王受税, 像不像他儿子受呢?
And then so Jesus says, well, when the king takes taxes, does he take it from his son? And then Peter understood and said, no, we don't pay taxes.
好,
and so Jesus gave him a lesson.
叫去钓鱼,
he said, go get a fish.
我一生当中只钓过两次鱼,
I've only been fishing twice in my life.
钓了好久好久, 钓了那么小条鱼,
it took a really long time. The fish I got was like this big.
我再不钓鱼了,
so I decided never to fish again.
钓鱼和, 我的心情真是不相合,
completely different than my personality.
很需要耐心的,
needs a lot of patience.
主要让他去钓鱼,
and so he went fishing.
要钓到一条鱼啊,
and he caught a fish.
要里头有一, 口中要含着一块钱在对啊,
that had a coin in it.
五毛为你纳税，五毛为我。
And he said it was $1.50 for your taxes, 50 cents for mine.
彼得以后就小心讲话了，不要再纳不纳。
And so Peter, from now on, he's going to be careful to say yes or no.
彼得给主耶稣给门徒们洗脚。
When Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
洗到彼得。
And he came to Peter.
彼得说，主，你永远不可以洗我的脚。
And he said, no, Lord, you may never wash my feet.
就说不会让我洗脚，你就与我无份。
And then so Jesus says, but if you, I do not wash you, you shall have no part of me.
但我也头也要洗。
And then he said, okay, then wash my head too.
这就是彼得。
This is Peter.
他走极端了。
He's an extremity.
他那个说话快。
He speaks rashly.
所以彼得的个性不大好办。
And so it's a difficult personality to deal with.
坚强的时候。
When he is strong, when Jesus was being arrested, he takes out his swords and starts hacking away at people.
用他血气用兵器, 要保护主耶稣。
With the weapons of flesh and blood, he is protecting Jesus.
结果在百忙当中, 踢出找了大麻烦。
And then yet, in when he caused a great problem. And good thing he only cut off one ear.
主耶稣
and so now Jesus has to take time to heal this ear. What if he cut off the guy's head?
当然了,
and of course, without the permission of the Lord and control of the Lord, it would not have happened. And so he was weak at that time. In front of a small servant girl, denies the Lord three times. This is Peter.
主耶稣带领彼得,
and so Jesus, he leads Peter.
约翰完全不同的脾气,
John completely different. And maybe John was an introvert. We hardly ever hear John speaking in the Bible. And he would lean against Jesus. And lean against his bosom. And listen to him speak. He didn't speak much. He was perhaps introverted. And so they had completely different personalities. And then there's Peter's brother Andrew. And his nickname was a son of thunder.
发起脾气来暴跳如雷的,
and his temper was like thunder.
这个人不可亲近的人,
and it's not someone you really want to be close to.
主耶稣带领安德烈,
and so, but Jesus led Andrew.
到最后都带他们像主耶稣,
until finally, they were all like Jesus.
这工作多伟大,
what a great work this is.
今天主带领千千万万我们这些弟兄姊妹,
and today, the Lord is leading thousands of brothers and sisters like us.
主人就绝对是个人带领的,
yet he is absolutely leading you individually. And the Lord says, I know my sheep by name.
一个一个按着名字来认识,
by name, each one he knows you. And so his leading is absolutely individual. And so when we pray to the Lord, and I so clearly hear the word of the Lord, the Lord is here. And this is where the resurrected Christ is very amazing. And he surpasses the boundaries of time and space. At the same time, he will speak to thousands and tens of thousands of people. And at the same moment, he can be working in unlimited places. And those of us who have heard the word of the Lord will say, the Lord is here with me. But the word became flesh. Jesus was not that way. At that time, he could only speak to one person at one time. He could only do one thing at one place. But then the resurrected Christ, he broke free.
这就是仍旧照着我们个人带领我们。
And so he leads each one of us, nevertheless, as individuals.
没有人像主那样知道我们的个性。
There is no one like the Lord who knows our personality.
我们的长处，我们的弱点。
Our assets, our liabilities.
只有主最知道。
Only the Lord knows.
主带领我们。
And so he leads us.
这么细的带领我们。
He leads us in such fine detail.
在每一件事上都带领我们。
In every single issue.
慢慢地教导我们。
And he slowly teaches us.
慢慢地改变我们。
And he changes us.
让我们一点一点地来像他。
And he will change us to be little and little more like him.
好，我们现在问三个大题目。
And so now we have three big questions.
新约的中心到底是什么？
What is the focus of the New Testament?
教会的中心到底是什么？
What is the focus of the church?
神工作、主工作的中心到底什么？
What is the focus of the work of the Lord?
中心的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of the word focus?
这么厚的一本圣经，
Such a thick Bible.
究竟要对我们讲什么？
What is it trying to say to us?
整本圣经，
The whole Bible.
就是介绍有伟大的人耶稣基督，
Is to introduce this great person, Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督绝对是圣经的中心。
He is the focus point of the Bible.
主耶稣自己讲一句话，
And Jesus, he said,
为我做见证的就是这经。
And he says, this book testifies about me.
主讲的这经，
The scriptures, what is the scriptures he's speaking of?
是旧约圣经。
It is the Old Testament that Jesus was speaking of.
那新约圣经还没有出来。
Because at that time the New Testament was not written.
我们在旧约圣经里头不大看见有耶稣基督啊。
But you don't really see Jesus in the Old Testament.
所以主开我们的悟性。
And so the Lord, He needs to open our understanding
将我明白圣经,
to help us understand the Bible.
从创世纪到马拉基,
from Revelation, Genesis to Malachi.
从新约第一本书到末了一本书,
from the first book to the last of the New Testament.
只有一个中心意义,
and there is only one central theme,
介绍耶稣基督,
and that is to introduce Jesus Christ.
主耶稣那个人, 那就是读经的关键, 一个 key.
And that is the key to Reading the Bible.
旧约都是在为耶稣基督做见证。
And the Old Testament, it is all speaking of Jesus Christ.
我不能跟你们讲这个。
And this is, I don't have time to speak on this.
要讲出这个，你们给我十年时间。
Because I'll need about 10 years.
从创世一章给你们讲到启示录。
We'll start from Genesis 1.
相信我一句话。
But believe me.
创世纪一章一直开始就讲到耶稣基督。
Genesis 1, it's about Jesus Christ.
创世纪一章，神摆出他的名字。
When God places his name there.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神有很多名字。
God has many names.
神需要名字吗？
Does he need a name?
神不需要名字，神就是神。
He needs no name, he is God.
这许多的名字。
But there are many names.
都是神的启示。
They are all different revelations of God.
说明神是如何的一位神。
To tell us what kind of God he is.
这里的神名叫 Elohim.
And in Genesis 1, it is the Elohim.
这是创世纪一章所摆出来的。
And this is in Genesis 1.
什么叫做 Elohim?
And so what is the Elohim?
大能者。
It is the mighty one.
启示来约束他的自己。
Who has bound himself with an oath.
好，下面旧约新约这么多的应许。
And so there's so many promises in the Old and New Testament. 将来有这么多
的奇妙的事要出来。
And so many amazing things that are going to happen.
最后要新耶路撒冷出来。
And then the New Testament, finally when we see the New Jerusalem appearing.
若一天神不照着他的应许做事。
It seems that there's not one thing where God does not follow his promises.
他的应许不兑现。
And it seems like maybe perhaps at points though that his promises will not be fulfilled.
不实也。
And it will not happen.
我们怎么办？
What do you think of that?
我们对神有没有办法?
Can you do anything to God? What if this happens?
有没有办法?
Can you?
我们谁对神都没办法的。
Can you change God? No one can do anything to God.
神在创世一章一节圣经开始的地方。
Nevertheless, in Genesis 1:1,
他名字叫 Elohim.
He calls himself the Elohim.
大能者启示。
The mighty one.
他启示。
Who has sworn.
来约束他的自己。
To limit himself.
我所讲的应许都要实验。
all the promises I have spoken, they will be fulfilled.
我所讲的话, 一定要应验,
My words will be fulfilled. And it will happen. And that's why we have faith.
从创世一章一直读到启示录, 对不对?
From Genesis all the way to Revelation. The Elohim speaks of Jesus Christ himself. And it's the greatest Elohim.
从创世纪一直读下来,
and then as we start from Genesis 1:1 and we continue, every event is connected.
创造天地,
he has created heaven and earth in the beginning of time.
到启示录他说,
until Revelations where time is no more.
为什么有时间开始?
Why is there the beginning of time?
时间就神来做成他的工。
Time is the period where God will complete his work.
在时间里面造了我们人类,
and within time he has created mankind.
而主耶稣来成为我们一个小小的人,
and Jesus became a small man like us.
做成伟大的工作,
and he accomplished a great work.
主耶稣的救赎, 救恩都告成功了,
and his redemption, his salvation were completed.
而我们这些人成为信父,
and we became the bride of Christ.
那我们要快快讲,
and we actually need to hurry up.
这就是整本圣经中心是耶稣基督。
And so we see the whole Bible, the focus is Jesus Christ.
我再问教会的中心是什么?
What about the church? What is the focus of the church?
教会中心的意义是什么?
What is the meaning?
教会意义就是彰显基督。
The meaning of the church is to express Christ.
主在我们这么多人身上彰显出来。
The Lord, he is expressed through all us different people.
在我们能够彰显基督,
and so as long as we can express Christ, then we have the meaning of the church here. And the meaning, the focus of the church is to express and manifest Christ. And what is the focus of our work for the Lord? And the focus of the Lord's work is to expand Christ.
基督扩大了。
He is expanded.
我们人数加多了。
Our numbers have increased.
我们生命长大了。
Our life has grown.
往四面长, 也往上下长。
We grow in all four directions.
扩充基督。
And so we expand Christ.
三件大的事情。
And so three great things.
教会意义是什么?
What is the meaning of the church?
教会意义, 圣经意义是什么?
What is the meaning of the Bible?
圣经意义什么,
the focus? Do you know what it is?
介绍基督。
Introducing Jesus.
教会意义什么?
What is the meaning of the church? Manifesting Christ.
工作意义什么?
What about the work we do?
扩充基督。
Expanding Christ.
非常好, 我们现在叫什么? 认识基督。
So what do we need to do now is to know Christ. And manifest Christ and expand Christ. This is the greatest thing we're speaking of today. This Christ, the Christ in the four Gospels, it is the Christ in the flesh, the Christ in John 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that is the mysterious Christ. In John 15, he says, I am the grapevine. And the God is the tender. And you are the branches. What a great tree this is.
树根是耶稣基督,
the root is Jesus Christ.
教会又是树的本身,
the church is the stock.
这个大树2000年长出多少枝子来?
And over the 2,000 years of the church, how many branches have grown from this tree? We are all living branches on the Lord. And so we obtain life from the Lord. We breathe in nutrition from the Lord. As long as we're living on the tree, and we will be green. At the right time, we will have leaves.
当然说开花,
and then we will flower and fruit.
就要离开树,
but if you leave the tree,
一片树叶掉在地上跟树上一样不一样？
Once a leaf drops, is it still the same?
一样不一样？
Once it falls, is it still the same? No.
在树上那么清脆可爱。
It was green when it was on the tree.
一年两年都是这样。
One or two years, it is the same.
一掉在地上怎么样？
But what happens when it falls?
枯黄了。
It's brown.
一下很快就枯黄了。
Very quickly, it goes brown.
而且很容易碎。
And it crumbles very easily.
因为失掉生命。
Because it has no life.
失掉供应。
It has lost its function.
所以这是个大树。
So this is a great tree.
保罗说到第一个人，第二个人。
And when Paul speaks of the first man, the latter man.
保罗说肢体虽然有许多。
And he says, though there are many members of the body.
身体只有一个。
There is only one body.
身体只有一个。
There is only one body.
肢体却有许多。
Yet there are many members.
基督也是这样。
And so is Christ.
这里讲的基督
This Christ
这个奥秘的基督
is the mysterious Christ
在这个奥秘基督里面
and within the mysterious Christ
道成肉身基督是元首是头
the word became flesh he is the head and the source
教会是身体
the church is the body
我们是肢体
we are the members
了解吧
understand
这叫奥秘的基督
this is a mysterious Christ
他名字人就一样叫基督也是这样
his name is the sameChrist.
我们不管是犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的
，Whether we are Greeks or Jews, free or slave，
保罗讲的人中间最大的分别
，He is speaking of the greatest divisions in mankind，
犹太人和外邦人
，Jewish people and everyone else，
没有办法交往的
，They cannot interact，
自主的和为奴的
，The free and the slaves，
那个时代也没法交往的。
At that time, they could not interact.
对，一位圣灵里面受浸。
Yet they were baptized into one spirit.
成了一个身体。
And they have become one body.
饮于一位圣灵。
And they drink of one spirit.
我们人呢，就喜欢分。
People, we like to divide.
连圣灵的经历大家都分。
Even when we have spiritual experiences, and we like to have division.
注意内住圣灵。
Some people will say, I focus on the indwelling spirit.
不喜欢浇灌的圣灵。
I don't like the outpouring of the spirit.
他们都是领恩派。
They are all just Pentecostals, all of them.
到中国大陆去，特别这个声音特别强。
And in China, it is even stronger.
我到一个很大的地方。
When I came to a large church.
他们介绍我。
And they introduced me.
史弟兄讲生命之道。
And they said, Brother Z, he speaks the way of life. He teaches on the way of life.
他绝对不是领恩派。
He is not a Pentecostal.
我听了，你们这么反领恩啊。
And I thought, wow.
我本来不讲领恩。
I wasn't going to speak, share on the Holy Spirit today.
我继续讲生命之道。
Yes, I teach on the way of life.
我在主面前祷告，你们这么反领恩，我要讲领恩。
But then I prayed, and the Lord said, if you oppose the Holy Spirit, so then that's what I'm going to teach on.
提起圣灵浇灌了。
And so I spoke on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我给我介绍这个领袖坐在下面，那个脸都奇怪。
And I saw the leader of the church sitting there, and he had a very odd expression.
史蒂翁也讲领恩了。
Brother Z is teaching on the Holy Spirit.
到了这一场聚会，
Next meeting,
我正正派派讲圣灵浇灌。
I taught on the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他脸正常了。
And then he looked at me. He was fine.
我在电话里跟他，我弟兄你要接受啊。
And then I told him in over the phone. I said, "You have to receive this."
史蒂芬，我有圣灵浇灌的经历了。
And he said, "I do have an experience of the baptism of the Spirit."
他讲非常好的圣灵浇灌。
And he told me a very good testimony.
有一次他被抓进去。
Once he was arrested.
被打得很厉害。
He was beaten.
受不了。
He couldn't take it anymore.
还不懂得圣灵浇灌了。
He didn't understand the Holy Spirit.
把他丢在床上。
They threw him down on a bed.
他丢在床上受不了。
And then he couldn't tolerate it anymore.
忽然圣灵从天而降。
But then suddenly the Spirit came down from heaven.
厚厚的浇灌。
And completely baptized him.
我被那些领恩派绊倒了。
And he said, but then after that, I was, the Pentecostals became a stumbling block.
他们跳啊叫啊。
Because of the way they jump and they yell and they dance.
没有生命。
There is no light. There was no life in it.
谁叫你看他们的呢
？And I said, who asked you to look at them?
并不是每一个被圣灵浇灌都跳叫，不是这样的。
Not everyone full of the Spirit does this.
要看圣经。
You must read the Bible as well.
要看主。
You must focus on the Lord.
所以我们在主里面不要分别。
So in the Lord, we have no division.
这里说进入一位圣灵。
Because we have been baptized into one spirit.
成了一个身体。
And we have become one body.
饮与一位圣灵,
and we drink of one spirit.
内住交换都有,
and the indwelling and the outpouring, it is all there.
也要进,
you must be baptized, you must drink.
成了一个身体,
to become one body.
所以我们主要就讲这些,
and this is the main focus this morning.
启示录我们不讲了,
Revelations we're not going to speak on.
保罗这个人很伟大,
Paul, he was a great man.
保罗所看见的基督的身体,
he saw the body of Christ.
一直传基督的身体,
and he kept preaching on the body of Christ.
教会2000年下来,
and over 2,000 years now, the church.
当
when we come to the end of Revelations,
那个天使告诉约翰,
when the angel told John,
我要把心腹, 就是羔羊的妻子给你看,
he says, I will show you the bride of Christ.
羔羊七个心腹怎么分辨呢?
The bride of the lamb. And what is the bride of the lamb and the bride?
心腹, 说到教会的生命,
the bride, there's a differentiation, it is the life of the church.
羔羊的妻所教会的道路,
but the bride of the lamb, it is the path, the way of the church.
心腹说到生命,
the bride, it is our life, the church, of the life of the church. The life needs to be renewed.
老旧生命都过去了,
the old self needs to pass away.
主在教会的时期一直做工的结果,
and this is the conclusion, the Lord's constant working in the church.
这个心腹当然是个团体的人，是整个教会,
and of course the bride, it is a corporate person, it is the whole church.
心腹出现了,
the bride appears.
而羔羊的妻,
and then the bride of the lamb.
羔羊受到他的受苦,
and the lamb, it is speaking of suffering.
羔羊受到他的舍命,
and his sacrifice.
受苦舍命, 那是羔羊的, 我们教会的道路,
suffering and sacrifice, this is the way of the church.
所以我们都要让主来做工在我们身上,
and we need to allow the Lord to work in our persons,
让我们到最工作完成,
until our work is completed.
现在工作快完成,
the work is almost done.
主也快来了,
the Lord is almost here.
我成为心腹要出现,
and the bride is almost ready to appear.
羔羊的妻,
the bride of the lamb.
那整个工作完成,
that is when the work is all done.
今天我们话就停在这里,
and we will end our message here.
很亏欠弟兄姊妹们,
and many apologies again.